Nice to meet you. I'm from LH Corporation, is providing affordable housing and smart city. And I'm very sorry because my title has a little bit changed because there are some challenge issue about collecting data and the identification of the more the large scale data into this analytics. So my final title is shared mobility service with mobile phone data, mobile statistics. It is not a developed city, it is a greenfield development. So it is some approach about urban planning and some real estate development and applying this statistics, mobile statistics. And it is some special case for the Korea and very first urbanizing city, and we are some challenging issue of the commuting, and we providing some regional level transportation and to substitute to some transport between the residents to the regional transportation hub. So the very some 10 to 30 minute distance, I define that first and last mile commute trip. And so it is the very different from the traditional transportation demand analysis. That is, the transportation model is start from the home-based trip, but we cannot calculate or we cannot counting the number. So instead, we have a model. But it is not a model, but we using the database to calculate the home-based trip. So we can predict the first and last mile trip in the community level. Korea is the very heavily populated metropolitan area. That means more than half of population, South Korean population, live in the Seoul metropolitan area. That is, we can guess the Romanian whole total population is 20 million, but the Seoul metropolitan area, only this area, live the 25 million people live in this Seoul metropolitan area. So we provide, we developed a new town development. It is the average area is 3 million square meter and 30,000, over 30,000 household. And we have some first and second generation new town. And when we develop in new town, we provide some regional level transportation such as expressway and railway system. But it cannot fulfill the satisfaction of the commuter. That means more long commuting trips, just 1 hour, 1.5 hours, almost 2 hours. So when I analyze the commuting trip, the first and or last mile trip is almost 30 minutes. So if we minimize those trips, then the overall commuting trip will be slightly diminished than the existing trip. So we applying the existing mode of transportation. Instead, we provide shared mobility, and it is some public some space for the some shared mobility such as Uber and the hailing application service. And also we provide the electronic kickboard like services from Lime, but it is a little bit different from the Lime because it's a newly developed, and in generally in the old town of Korean cities is very narrow pedestrian walkway. So it is very dangerous if we allowed this personal mobility service. And we have a some analysis to provide some sharing facility. We call this sharing port. And the trend in the mobility is some diversified mobility, and the electrification is the new trend. And in this new town, this new town is the around 30 kilometers from the CBD area. So we introduce GTX high speed railway system. But in Korea, there are many railway subway systems. So this is the very deep underground, another railway system, high speed railway system, and also first and last mile. We want to provide a shared mobility service. And the Korean market is the very traditional, is very not open market. That means we have a very the isolated platform for the maps and the mobile services. Also in the mobility services, also same situation. So in Korea, the Kakao Mobility is the major mobility service provider, and also it's the interesting thing is Hyundai Motors also provide this kind of service. They are recently focused on the. For the low-income housing, our focus of personal mobility is the motorized transportation mode and the micro mobility and the smart personal mobility. So it belongs to this kind of device, and also micro vehicle is also we are considering. In Korea, this kind of lime service is illegal. So also there are especially Gangnam. You may heard about the Gangnam is central area of Seoul. There are some service provider of this kind of personal mobility service, but it is not a legal service. So if there is accident, it cannot have it is not very difficult situation. Anyway, so government has provided some temporal permission to some designated city and designated lane to a pilot city. And still there is some insurance issue and licensing issue and the speed limit. Some guys and their speed limit is over the permitted speed, so there are some many accidents in Korea. So in this city, we want to provide this mobility as some paratransit and reducing commuting trip between the small interval and also and not a off peak time used as the leisure transportation. And we introduced the shared mobility service is personal mobility, shuttle bus, and on-demand service, and also as a facility sharing port. And the sharing port is a shared device and facility and space, and it's like this. And in this city, we are in the deep underground, there is a railway system, and on top of the railway station, we adopt some sharing port, and according to some demand analysis, and want to select the location of this service and the route, and it is some image for future plan, and the main concept is the divide the pedestrian and the biker. To analyze this introduce this service in the newly developed city, we are making data for the post and rest mile service. That means it is the we are calculating the from home to the station, railway station or bus stop, and calculate the travel time and the route. But route is the we cannot collect from the telecom company because is you cannot if we de-identify the data, de-identify the its personal information and its location, then it have to be aggregated. So it the data is the aggregated one as some so aggregated path and the like aggregated way. So we have to instead we divide the time more than 10 minutes. The minimum time we can collect is the 5 minutes, but 5 minutes have a very there are many errors, so we have to extend the time to 10. So we are experimenting the collecting from 10 to 15 minutes. Every 10 to 15 minutes from the designated community. So by doing so, we can collecting the people's movement, but it is a little collected one. Minimum 5 persons in one minimum one pass. There are many passes is in the city, but is the individual pass cannot be we are the represent in this map, and then we are then calculating the converted trip to shared mobility. And it is not, we reached this step. So we still in the calculating trip. This is still challenging issue. And also after that, we have to, using the special analysis to some density analysis to location and the path of the some reliable path to providing service. That means not just providing service, it is some building an exclusive lane for this service. And we are using the mobile statistics, and in Korea there are three telecommunication company. The SK Telecom is the major company, over 50% of share of market. And in this company, they using the from 2G to 4G technology to collecting data, 2G, 3G data, and recently from 2015 collecting 4G data. So it collecting the CDR signal from the only from the cell tower, but also signals from the 4G. It is the communication between every smartphone to the cell tower, and then they are collecting the data and using this data to make some mobile statistics. And basically, the mobile statistics is cell tower based generation, and this methodology is collecting the signal data and the CDR data, and we combine the daytime staying and nighttime staying and the combined billing address. And by doing so, we can generate basically cell tower-based data. But it is cell tower-based data is basically tessellation of each cell tower. It is a big one. But each cell tower has the monitoring the its sensitivity of signal using the data, we also dividing the more grid-based the collecting unit that is called a P-cell. P-cell is 50 by 50 population data. And originally we used this kind of data to collecting the population is just a snapshot of data for every five minutes, but it cannot depict the movement of people. So we again go to the first step to start a generation method of origin and destination. That means it is not origin and destination, it is the trajectory, but many trajectory, many kind of passes, so we cannot make a data, aggregate the data. So we are testing the efficient way of collecting data. It is the right side is the traditional way of collecting mobile data, and the left side is this company's method of collecting data, P-cell-based collecting data. And when left side of collection zone, then we cannot efficiently managing the its origin and destination. So we use right side method, and we more define the efficient way of collecting zone. So especially cell tower based tessellation is the irregular and uneven distribution. According to uneven distribution of a cell tower, it is very hard to analyze data. We first based on the made a block according to the road network, and the first step of the collecting the data from origin and destination, then it is the one day and 24 hours. So people starting from the each zone and the stop at bus station or the train station, and then go out to a final destination. First, starting point origin is we calculate by 30 minutes stay in the designated time, and then we if the in this case we have people stop over designated zone for the station and the regional bus stop, then we check people is communicating in the cell tower, but the station is the independent cell tower, but the bus station don't have the designated or independent cell tower. So the zone for collecting data for the bus station zone is the larger than the station zone. So we after the post collecting the data, and then we using the shortest path, and we mapped onto the network. It's the density and the its destination on the road network, and it is the destination in this new town destination to this subway station, and second one is another subway station, and it is the for subway station we adapted bus stop and using the bus card data and its usage of card data, and applying some other zone for bus, and we reorganizing the aggregation zone for it is original station, railway station, and it is a bus station. Bus station is more than bigger than the railway station. So Currently, we are making a iterative method to analyze the data, and the data we are collecting the data is the origin and destination, and the travel time, and using the billing address and billing information to subscribers' age group and gender group. Yeah. So currently, we are in this stage, and we were developing this methodology. Thank you.
Does anybody have any question? Well, I do have a, oh, you have a question. Thanks very much.
Just a quick question on the which road network are you using for the routing and things? Is it OpenStreetMap or something else?
In Korea, OpenStreet is not well managed, so we use commercial data from some navigation map, the center line data, and we networked that data.
Okay, great, thanks.
What software do you use for developing this kind of system?
The first step is not a system, but a database for analyzing this, the community level, the people's movement from home to their bus stop and the train station. So we are very detailed database for this committing trip. It's the first step. Yeah.
Any more questions? Well, let's give an applause to Cho, 감사합니다. Thanks very much. And please continue enjoying Phosphor G 2019 in Bucharest.